Florida's citrus industry is hurting in a big way. U.S. Department of Agriculture says the state's orange production is down 4% from last season. Florida Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam calls that a new low for Florida citrus. Greening is considered the biggest threat so far to the state's multi-billion dollar industry. The bacteria eventually kill trees, and there's no known cure. We'll take a look at the future of citrus in Florida on Florida Matters this afternoon at 6:30. In this preview, WUSS Robin Sussingham checks in with Mike Sparks, the Executive Vice President and CEO of Florida Citrus Mutual, and Kevin Buffard, Senior Reporter with the Ledger of Lakeland.
Even the larger growers will say, because I got a little better yields and I can afford the costs, in this past season, I just barely eked by. I just made a profit. But for the smaller growers, either they didn't spend the money, that kind of money, but as a result, their fruit production would have gone way down, and they just wouldn't have had enough fruit to sell to make a profit. So I would say, in general, the larger growers broke even or did a little bit of profit, but the smaller growers, this was probably a loss.
I'm just wondering, are we going to ever see another fortune made in the citrus industry? Are we going to see another Ben Hill Griffin or Likes Brothers coming on to the scene, Mike?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you mentioned earlier in the discussions that we have survived hurricanes and freezes. The state of Florida is perfectly suited for citrus. We're going to whip this disease. I don't know if it's going to be in 2 years or 5 years, but at the end of the day, we're going to replant. And those growers that invest now are going to reap very good returns. The Florida processors are trying to source product as we speak. I don't know when or how, but we will not lose the Florida citrus industry. Don't write our obituary just yet.
Kevin, you've been around a while reporting on this. There have been a lot of other disasters in Florida citrus. What sets this apart?
Well, I mean, I've often said that greening is the greening thing is kind of like the boy who cried wolf. Yes, in the past there was canker. There were other diseases that they thought would be devastating and very damaging, and even the people say destroy the industry. But as Mike said, they've always managed to find a way through it. It's still an open question whether we'll find our way through greening. The trends just definitely are not good, and especially this season. I think this season, which is why Adam Putnam made the statement that he did about the low point, this season was the first time the orange crop dipped below 100 million boxes in 49 years. So that was an important psychological turning point. It was particularly hard because even as recently as, say, 5 years ago, nobody thought that we would get below 100 million boxes of oranges in this season. Most of the predictions had put it into the 20s somewhere where we would get below 100 million boxes. So there's that factor going on, too. So yes, there is a lot of science. There are some promising things going on, but I would agree with Mike. I wouldn't count it out, but it's still an open question.
Kevin Buffard with the Ledger of Lakeland and Mike Sparks, the CEO of Florida Citrus Mutual. You can hear more about the future of Florida's threatened citrus industry on Florida Matters this afternoon at 6:30.